say, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Be of the same mind. Not so difficult when you're with people you like, people who have the same ideals, people who are like you. But Paul in the second lesson says, be of the same mind as Jesus Christ. That one made me a little nervous. I know my mind. I don't think it's the same mind as Jesus Christ. It's easy to be of the same mind when you're with the same sort of people. If you have a special sports team and you're with all the other people who like that sports team, then you're pretty much of the same mind. Unless somebody gets carried away. If you have a deep-seated interest in politics and you have a political party that you are attached to, then you'll have people of the same mind when you have meetings. Unless, of course, somebody sways a little too far to the right to your like, or a little too far to the left. You can be of the same mind for social causes. If there's some kind of cause within society that you're really passionate about, when you're with those people, you can be of the same mind. Unless somebody comes up with an idea you think is rather silly. You can be of the same mind in terms of saying that you're part of the Lutheran Church. Until the Lutheran Church comes out with a social statement you might not possibly agree with, or the pastor says something that really is annoying, then maybe not so much. Bob Hoke is the pastor of Orangeville Community Church. It's in West Phoenix. A number of years ago, he got a letter from Usama Sharih. Usama Sharih is the president of the Islamic Community Center. And he was asking if they could use the parking lot. Bob's first reaction was, I didn't even know they were there. They wanted to use the parking lot on Fridays when they gathered for their prayers, and they had offered to rent space to be able to do it, and he thought that was kind of not really fair to charge people for praying. And since they didn't have anything going on a Friday, it seemed like a perfect fit, and so he just allowed them to do that. And so as time went on, Bob and Usama got together and figured, you know, they should get to know each other a little bit more. And what they found was a lot of similarities in terms of their situation in life. They both had three kids. They'd been married for a long time and just really seemed to hit it off about the passion they had with their faiths. And they began to teach each other a little bit about the tenets of their faith. And as that grew, they decided they were going to start doing some things together. And so what Orangeville Church does on a fairly regular basis is they have a breakfast that they serve on Sunday mornings. And so Bob invited Usama's group to come over and help out. Bob's comment was, well, I was a little surprised when one of my more elderly members, a woman, came charging up to me with her jaw set saying, there's Muslims in the basement! And he said, I know. Why are they here? He said, I invited them. Now there, it would seem that Bob Hope somehow at that moment had the same mind as Christ. You know, when Paul was talking and said that you need to have the same mind as Christ, think of the implications of what that means. We have to be kind all the time, generous, giving, figuring out what it is that we can do for other people almost on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week schedule. Not worrying so much about ourselves, but worrying about what it is that we can do for the world. Reaching out to people of different faiths. You know, Jesus was famous for that. Talking to all those people he wasn't supposed to talk to. Canaanites, Samaritans, all that scum of the earth, and he's talking to them. He's engaging with them. He's inviting them. He's caring for them. He's loving them. That mind, that's the mind we're called to be the same. So in this instance, I'm sure that Bob Hope got it. In that instance, I'm not saying that Bob's infallible. I've never met Bob, never talked to Bob, don't know anything about Bob other than this one story that I read, but the fact is that he did pretty good at that moment. But I'm sure he's had other moments that haven't been so good. I look at my life and I look at all these moments that haven't been so good and I wonder how on earth it could be that I could even come close to having the mind of Christ. Because I'm not nearly the person that God calls me to be. And yet, through the struggle of trying to figure out how to be the person God calls us to be, we have that presence of Christ within our lives, always. Leading us and guiding us, giving us the opportunity to open our hearts and our minds to be more close to what Christ has in mind. As we gather this day and we celebrate and recognize Worldwide Communion Sunday, what we do is understand the connectedness we have with Christians throughout the world. A connectedness that guides us and leads us and hopefully helps us to better understand the mind of Christ. To better understand how God calls us to work, not just for ourselves, but more so for the world around us. How we're called not to look inwardly, but rather to look outwardly, to see what it is that we can do, to see what it is that we can give, to see what it is that we might do to change the situation of the world for so many people. And we do this always with the presence of Christ in our lives. The presence of Christ in our lives through the waters of holy baptism, through the bread and the wine that we receive on a weekly basis that fortifies us and helps us be more grounded in terms of what we do, to understand that presence of Christ is there always, leading and guiding us and giving us that opportunity to be of one mind. In baseball, if you hit the ball successfully 1 out of 3 times, you're going to be considered a superstar. In the Christian world, if you can get it right, I think 1 out of 10 times, you're a really good Christian. But we keep trying. We keep working. And we keep praying. And as we struggle to be the same mind as Christ Jesus, we do so with the knowledge of God's forgiveness and the ability we have to try and try and try again. To be of that same mind. To be truly the person God has called us to be. And to understand that our primary work isn't here in this place, but it's out there in the world God's given us. Amen.